Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, everyone, here, there, and everywhere. I'm Stephanie Solomon, and you are viewing the Winning Ways podcast with yours truly. Welcome, 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 and thank you for stopping through. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a day. What a day. I hope that your day is going well and that you are grateful just to be alive in the land of the living. Well, hey, I've been told that I need to be mindful and give some shout outs. So in checking my analytics, I just want to say thank you for your views. Those of you who are in the UK, those of you who are in France, those of you who are in Italy, thank you for your views, your comeback views, your consistency. Thank you so much that you find this channel interesting and that you're getting something from it, that you'll come back and visit. Here in my backyard, I wish that I had started giving shout outs earlier, but you know, there's some people that I truly, truly should have given some shout outs for earlier. And one is Patsy Price. Thank you so much, Patsy. You, Carol Harmon, Sherry Woodley, Crystal, Sweeney, Crystal Yvonne Sweeney, thank you so much for coming through and just giving your comments, your positive feedback. Appreciate it, appreciate it, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you're being blessed by all of this. Well, I really want to get right into it. I want to come from my third book, Aging with Grace. And I just want to read an excerpt from it that leads into the topic for today. Hello there. Hello there. I see you viewing. Hello. A like or share. Let's put this up real quick. Very quickly, very quickly. If you're on the YouTube side, yeah, that's that population that I'm really trying to grow. And shout out to Glenda Broon. If you don't know her, you need to know her. She's great. She's awesome. She helped motivate me and really prove that I needed to not necessarily drop, but I could, you know, migrate from the audio platform only that I was doing for 10 years and move over to YouTube. And do you know, and I'm going to testify about this at another time, it took me a year to do that, not because of, you know, hands or that. No, just me. It took me a year, you know, so she had been working with me here for a year to do that because I was really stuck with where I was, comfortable where I was, comfortable with you all not seeing me, just comfortable. But she really worked with me in building up my confidence to move over to the audio and visual side of things. And I really am grateful for that. And things are moving along. And by the way, we are at 500 subscribers. Even YouTube gave me a shout out for that. So I'm excited. So 500 more. Let's go. 1,000 subscribers. Let's go. By the end of this month, I believe we can do it. All right. And I've shout out again to Glenda. By the way, if you guys get a chance to if you have like Hulu app or any app where you can watch replays, watch the replay of GMA, Good Morning America, that aired yesterday. Glenda was featured there. Yes, she was featured with her beautiful daughter, Lauren. Great segment, great segment. So check it out. All right, all right, all right. So I want to get right into this. Hey, Cynthia, hello, hello, hello. There you are. That's my soror. Love you, love you, love you. All right. And then there's Danielle, too. All right, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get some engagement. Isn't it crazy when we get the likes and we get the comments, the algorithm gets the jumping. All right. So if you're on, again, if you're on the YouTube side, Yes, subscribe, subscribe. Thank you, thank you. Love you guys. Love you, ladies. Love you, ladies. Comment like these ladies are doing. Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, if you're on Facebook, share. That gets the word out as well. I would really appreciate it. So I'm shouting out Danielle Winky Smith. Yes, matter of fact, she was on one of the shows. And got a lot of views. So check that out when you get a chance on YouTube as well. All right, all right. All right, okay. So I think I can take this down now. Okay, all right, all right, all right. So I'm going to get right into it because I don't want to be long. That's something I'm working on too. See, on that other side of audio, I have to do an hour show. And now I'm trying to condense everything to be less than that. All right, all right. Here we go. All right, trying to get everything out the way. All right, I'm coming from the chapter called The Sanctified Stripper. And it says, in the early 1960s, the legendary singer Dionne Warwick sang a song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David entitled Don't Make Me Over. Even now, I can hear it playing from the stereo in our living room. My mother and stepfather were fans of this singer, so whatever songs they purchased, I had to listen to, and I heard and I learned. This song was one of many that I liked and I sang. It became a hit. The world seemed to love the tune and the lyrics. The world also witnessed a makeover from the one singing the hit song. Dionne Warwick evolved not only to become a top and leading singer for years, but she evolved to become one of the most striking and best dressed ladies of the time. The lyrics of this song stressed being accepted for what one does and who one is. And I'm going to stop right there because tonight we're dealing with evolving and being intentional about evolving. And I basically want to leave with you six out of many features that you can look at to determine if you are growing, if you are developing. And I believe many people are growing, evolving, but they don't know how to measure it, you know? Yes, Danielle, wasn't it a great song? They don't want to get me singing because I'll start singing it. I'm telling you. But let me tell you. One of the things that helps us know that we are evolving is that we learn to show up. Not so much at other people's events, but we show up for ourselves. We show up in ways that better us. We make, and someone may be saying, well, what does that look like? Well, what it looks like is you're not choosing to abandon you. A lot of the times we put other people first, and that's okay to do. That really is. But all of the time, we are important. I have a friend, she says this all the time. Her name is Claudia. I'll give her a shout out too, because she's normally on here. But, you know, she says, hey, you got to put on your mask, your air mask first, you know, if, you know, get your oxygen mask first and then help someone else. If we're not at our best, how can we help others to be at their best? So the bottom line is when we show up for ourselves, what that looks like is we're not arrogant, we're not conceited, but there's such self-love. Yes, Cynthia, me too. It's an ongoing thing. It never ends. So it shows up by us not abandoning ourselves all of the time. There's some time, and we should not never feel guilty about that. But it shows up when we don't abandon ourselves, all right, and we are a priority. The second thing is, yes, Danielle, it's a constant learning. It's a learning venture. I tell you, it's a journey. Creating boundaries. Often when I talk about creating boundaries, it's about creating boundaries with other people. But tonight I want you to think about, I see more people jumping on, thumbs up, heart, comment. Hey there. creating boundaries for yourself. If we're honest, there are things we know we shouldn't eat, we shouldn't be around, certain people we shouldn't be around, certain behaviors, whatever. Creating boundaries for us, you know? And I've had someone ask a client, well, how long do I have to do this? I believe this is something we will do for the rest of our lives because we're continuously growing and learning about ourselves. Just like Danielle and Cynthia said, they're still learning to do this. We are grown, very grown women, very grown women with children, all right? And that doesn't mean life stops. We're still growing. We have interests. We still have pursuits. And as we pursue and move and navigate through this world, we encounter things. We have things that even trigger us, you know, from unresolved issues, whatever they were in our former years, could be childhood or young adulthood, who knows? But there could be triggering moments because we have not come to a place of resolution. And now we have to create boundaries, all right? And it's okay to even know yourself. And, you know, some people will say, well, if I have to create boundaries for myself, that means I'm weak. Absolutely. We all are. We all are weak. None of us are perfect. None of us. And it's a strong person who recognizes his or her limitations, his or her weaknesses, frailties, and strengths, and realizes, hey, you know what? I can't go there. Or if I go there, maybe I need to take a support system with me. Maybe I need to have a backup plan. You know, come up with something to protect yourself, all right? Because that's what boundaries are all about. Boundaries are about protecting oneself. Going to take a quick break, come back, and talk some more about how you can evolve. Stay with me, though.
Hey, scholar, whose book are you reading now?
I'm enjoying a great reading by Stephanie Solomon. Her conversational writing style, disciple-centric themes, and liberal approach to topics is such a blessing to me. She's so on point.
Wow, she sounds like someone I want to hear, and her book's like something I need to share with my book club.
You know, her books are accessible through all electronic mediums and at the brick-and-mortar booksellers, and you can hear her on her weekly blog talk radio show.
I take it she's on Twitter and other social networks?
Yes, and she's funny, too.
Sounds like the author and her books have great personality. I'll be getting my copies today.
All righty. FYI, books are available wherever books are sold. And while I'm on this little quick commercial break, the connection groups are starting up. If you follow me on social media, I've been posting the connection group that I will be facilitating at the New Psalmist Baptist Church. The connection groups are free. They are 8 weeks. And this particular connection group is online. Just click the link for New Psalmist Baptist Church to join. We'd love to see you in the number. All right, let's look at a fourth factor or something that will definitely get us to a place of evolving and knowing it. Become interesting. Become an interesting person. Become interesting. How do you become interesting? You be out and about. I'm not saying go everywhere, but learn to find fresh new places to venture into. And don't be afraid to go some places alone. It's okay. I mean, be safe. Absolutely be safe, you know. Cynthia, be safe, but get out and about. When you get out and about, you meet new people. You know, you don't have to become besties, but you meet new people that creates conversation, that there's something to the inner self, all right? Yeah, become interesting. Venture into spaces. Don't be too afraid. Take someone with you if you need to. But, yeah, I understand, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to go here, there, because I don't want to meet people that may not like. Well, look, let's be honest. Who likes everybody? I mean, I know we're called, especially I'm a child of God, and most of you are too. But So if we're honest, we don't like everybody. We may be cordial, but we don't like everybody. We don't get with everybody. Everybody's on our cup of tea. And guess what? We aren't theirs either. That's just the way it is. You know, we, all of our personalities don't, we can be friendly, speak, maybe talk about the weather if it gets that far. But that's it. That's life, you know. Everyone's not going to just have this podcast. This podcast is for some people and it's not for others. Like me, some books I read, some I don't care for. Some movies I like, some I don't care for. I mean, that's our personality. So don't allow that to be something. And I've heard that several times from people. Don't allow things like that to be a roadblock to growing and discovering who you are and who you are becoming. Please do not think because you're of a certain age, you have reached a pinnacle and there's no more to you. Oh, no, no, there is more. I like something that Martha Stewart said. She has a master class and she talks about evolving. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but she's like, you're not going to put me in a box. I mean, if you all know, she took a photo shoot for, she took a photo shoot. You're in Chicago tonight. You go, girl. You're all over the place. Thanks for tuning in from Chicago, Joe. Yeah, but I gave you a shout out last week, by the way. Love you. But let me tell you, she said she will not be in a box because she's 81. She was eight. Well, she's 82 now. But she was 81 when she took that photo shoot for Sports Illustrated. Go, Martha. That's all I can say. You know, but I really liked how she said that she's not allowing herself to be caught up in how society has designed what someone ought to do, be about, how they ought to look, blah, blah, according to their age. Really, really love it. She just having a very, very interesting life. And when we are living an interesting life, it's interesting because we are discovering us. We are the age that we are and discovering, you know, that might have worked for me when I was 20, but that doesn't suit me now. You know, that might have worked for me, you know, last week, but that's not where I am right now. It's all about self-awareness, self-discovery. That helps make us interesting. It draws people to us. Remember, I talked a few weeks ago about energy, how our words have energy. Well, guess what? Our whole presence gives off an energy, no matter how fake and phony we try to be and pretentious sometimes. It comes off, you know, it can be read, you know. And I believe that when we are interesting, there are people who want to get to know us, sometimes for wrong reasons. Yes, that's true. But most people will want to try to get to know a person who's what they call different. They're not trying to fit in. I'm not trying to say you have to be this great oddball on purpose. No, but you are discovering you, and when you're discovering you, your energy will bring people into your space, and then you need to discern where to set up your boundaries. But don't allow that to, you know, cause fear, because I have people who say they're afraid of that. They're afraid of people, you know, to that point where I don't want to put myself so far out there. I get it. Take your time. This is I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is a process. And the process for you and another person, myself, it varies. But it's a process, all right? All right, the next thing, and then we're going to be out of here, is spot what's a good investment for your complete, healthy, wholesome growth. Because we can grow, but we want to grow in a healthy, wholesome manner. Well, what we need to do is be quick to recognize if that's good for me. Is that a good book to invest in? Is this a good relationship to invest in? Does it offer something to bring out the best in me? Does it feed my soul? I call it some people soul feeders. You know, when I listen to this person, are they credible? Are they believable, but are they credible? Do they have integrity? Does their work speak for them? Does their experience speak for them? Do I have the patience to find out if what I'm looking at, whether I want this job, this move I want to make, this vision I want to pursue? Do I have the patience to see if it's in alignment with my purpose? Do I know what my purpose is? Because I believe that if you don't know what your purpose is, it's hard to choose wisely what to invest in. So we need to be aware of the things that will work towards completing this growth, our physical growth, our spiritual growth, our emotional growth, and growth mindset. You know, as an educator, that was a big deal before, and I think it still is. I retired in 2018, but prior to, a few years before that, growth mindset was the buzzword. You know, there's always a buzz term, a buzzword every so many years. And growth mindset was big thing, you know, growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. And what we want to do is, and we can apply this in every area of our life, you know, what we're investing in, whether it's a relationship, a pursuit of a job or whatever, is this what I'm watching on television, whether it's for entertainment or information, is this helping me grow and change and evolve in a positive upward direction? Make sense? All right. Because whatever we invest in, just like with money, whatever we invest in, we really want a positive result. You know, even if we're doing something for free, we want, if we're investing in it, putting our time, our energy, and our effort into it, we want a positive result. What comes to mind when I think about that is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, that says, godliness with contentment is great gain. It's a profit. When we're godly and content with it, we're devout, we're not perfect, but even when we mess up, we do the things that Christ says to do, confess, repent, you know, change our ways. That's all a part of living a devout life, not a perfect life, a godly life. When we do those things on the regular and we're content with where we are with that, the Bible says that's a great gain. So when we invest in the will of God for our lives, we invest in applying the scripture, not just knowing it, memorizing it, and talking about it, we live it. That's an investment. And they are supposed to be, according to the word of God, a return, a good return. All right, finally, how am I on time here? I think I'm doing good. I have 22 minutes, okay. I'm trying not to talk too fast. But finally, what I've learned is we need to learn to promote change. I'm facilitating a group tomorrow on this, promoting and managing change. It's one of the hardest things to do. I don't care how old you are. I find it's harder the older we get, and especially when we've been somewhere for a long time, whether it's a church, a job, in a relationship. Let someone leave, whether it's through death or walking out, or we have to leave. You know, it's hard promoting change. But I've learned that we show how mature we are. Hello, a like, a comment. Thank you. I have found that when we show that we are ready, hello there, when we are ready, that we are evolving and we are maturing, we can invite and evoke change in our lives. Just like what I said about being interesting, to want to be an interesting person is to want to be a changed person, is a person who, hey, Patsy, there she is. I just gave you a shout out. How you doing? I haven't seen you in a minute, but I'm glad you're here. God bless you, my sister. I gave you a shout out a little earlier. Awesome, awesome, awesome. When we evolve, we invoke change, even when it hurts, even when it's tough. But when that change is for my betterment, it's the choice to make. It's the choice to make. And so I have found promoting change by choosing to adapt, and I've talked about this before, I did a whole show on adapting. And I had actually two shows because I had Sean Archer on for adapting. When we learn to adapt and evolve, we're saying, I want change. I want change at all costs because I want what's better for me. Often we have these cliches we say in church. Oh, here's one of them. What God has for me is for me. Please, I'm not trying to make fun of the church. Trust me, I'm not. What God has for me is for me. Okay. If we say that, but are we open to how it may come, and it may not come the way we romanticize it and fantasize it in here? Do we still want it? You know? And you're right, Cynthia. It is hard. It's hard but necessary. You got that right. You got that right. It's hard but necessary. And I have found that some people, when they see and experience the hard, that's where they stop and complain because they really want God to be that Santa Claus fairy tale, God, good tooth fairy, you know, drop it down with no work, no effort, you know. But no, no, no. If we really want it, we have to take it the way it comes. And I believe we can do all things through Christ. And just like nothing's too hard for God, he gives us the strength and whatever we need to endure whatever's necessary for the change. So promoting change by choosing to adapt and evolve, you know, yes, it's hard, but it's necessary. You know, one of the things that I became aware of, and I, you know, those of you who know me know I can be transparent. I mean, what else can I be? When I was in therapy, one of the things that I learned, had no clue I was doing it, is that I had picked up some maladaptive behaviors. Well, you may say, oh, that's adapting. That's cool. I had learned to adapt in dysfunctional settings. And that behavior, it kept people at bay. It made me not confrontational, all that kind of stuff. But when I became older and the Lord started seating me in different spaces and places where expectations of response and language was expected from me, I realized I didn't have what I should have had because I had learned, I felt safe in how I had adjusted myself and adapted myself for dysfunctional atmospheres, atmospheres where there were people who weren't safe for me, atmospheres where people didn't have my best interest. And it was so bad that even when I was in atmosphere, I could recognize when people were good, but that trust wasn't there. So I was depriving myself of really positive, good experiences because I was depending on my maladaptive behaviors, right? To work at a time where, no, they were not necessary and they would actually be harmful in this situation where God is allowing me to elevate. And now I'm going to sabotage where I am because I'm working from a place of maladjustment. I had to learn and ask the Lord to show me how to get rid of those. And I was securing them. You know, sometimes when we are with something for so long, we know it's not right. We know it needs to go, but we don't know how to be any other way, you know. But I'm a witness that the Lord will grow you and show you not only who you are, but how to be that person. And that maladaptive behavior has to drop so that we can just have an adaptive behavior. Because we do have to adapt, positively adapt, to new things that come in our life. Hey, if you're single and you get married, you got to adapt to this. You can't be married and act single. You know, you have children coming into your life. You have to learn to be a parent. You know, you have a new job. This job isn't like the same job. The culture of the workplace is different. So now you got to adapt to the culture of this place, you know, and that can really wear psychologically on people, you know, because also you may be feeling, oh gosh, this is too much. I don't feel psychologically safe. I don't feel emotionally safe because I don't know if these people genuinely like me or have my best. I know all that can run through your head. But at some point, we have to trust God, who is responsible for our evolution, because that's his business. It's his business to transform us. We have to trust him to do what his specialty is, and that is to transform us. Otherwise, we will miss out on so much because of fear, because of unresolved matters, what have you. Maladaptive behavior. This is how I always act when people get too close. Or this is what I do so I won't blow up. I just withdraw. No. We have to learn. And that takes time, but it is possible. All right. Well, I delve into six. I had more, but I just wanted to share six tonight. And I hope that these six features, I believe if you really listen to what I said, you'll probably say at least one or two of them you're already doing them. Sometimes we don't think about, the things that we are doing that way. We just become, and that's how life is. We've adapted and we keep moving, but we don't understand that we're growing, we're maturing, we're changing, we've been transformed, we've evolved. And because we choose to keep moving that way, it's intentional. All right. Oh, I love it. Joanne said she's doing three of them. That's what I'm talking about. Absolutely. If you don't mind, Joanne, which three? Thanks, Cynthia. Thank you so much. Yes. And if you really think about this, most of us are already doing them. We just don't know them by name. You know what I mean? We haven't tagged them or what have you. All right. Well, this is it, everybody. I thank you. This has been great. A great show tonight. I'm going to jump off so I did 30 minutes. I didn't want to go 30 minutes, but I did. All right. I did. It was a lot. But I thank you. I thank you for the comments. I'm loving it. Woo. It was big. A lot going on here. You know what? And I'm going to say this too. I was checking my analytics over on the YouTube side the other day. And, looking at the age range and what have you. Do you know, I'm looking at where people are, you know, watching from. 61% last month of my viewers were males. Okay, males, don't just come by and view. Come on, say something. Put up a like or a share. You know, say something, all right? 61%, that's a lot. All right. I'm going to close out. Hey, if you are, or you know someone who is interested in a one-on-one session with me, you know, my niches, again, are family relations, forgiveness, and personal development. I am available. I want to help you grow. Consultations are free to see if we actually have a good fit. All right. Well, everybody, this has been great. Thank you for staying on. Thank you for logging on, staying on over here. Love you all. Take care. All right. And enjoy the rest of this wonderful week. Take care, everybody. Thank you.